Finally, let's turn to a very specific and peculiar type of presupposition known as binds and double binds. Now, a bind is basically giving someone a tough choice, a choice that doesn't really exist. For example, there's a very amusing example of this in one of the Marx Brothers films, in which one of the lead characters turns around to the hotel manager and says to him, "Tell me, have you stopped beating your wife yet, yes or no?" Now the manager's all confused and doesn't know how to answer it, because if you think about it, he can't answer yes or no without actually agreeing with the presupposition that he has been beating his wife. Binds themselves can create all kinds of unpleasant experiences. In fact, a whole novel is based on this, called Sophie's Choice. If they say to you, "Who do you love more, your son or your daughter?" that leaves someone no room to really maneuver, because the choice is an impossible choice, and it can create all kinds of problems. Now, a double bind is a way of using this kind of impossible choice in order to create a more beneficial outcome for everyone concerned. In sales terms, it's actually used, or overused in fact, when you have what's called an assumptive close, along the lines of, you know, which pen would you like to use to sign this contract? A double bind, however, takes this idea a step further and makes it much more eloquent by giving people the illusion of choice. Now, if you give someone the illusion of choice, it makes them feel important and validated, because they're still creating choice. They think that they're determining what's coming on. But by creating an illusion of choice, you still determine the actual outcome that you want. If you remember earlier on, we talked about redirecting resistance. This is a way of doing that as well, because regardless of which of the two choices they choose, you still have the actual outcome you want in the first place. If I ask you, for example, would you like this car in blue or in red? It doesn't matter which color you answer, because regardless of which color you end up resisting and which color you end up choosing, you're still buying the car, and that's what really matters to me. So a more eloquent example of the same choice would be, would you like to sign the papers out here, or would you feel more comfortable in the office over a cup of coffee? Notice how that one word, "or," is what actually illustrates the double bind being in action. Be very aware of that, because not only can you use that powerful "or" to create your own double binds, but as you become more aware of that in your outside world, you'll start noticing when other people are imposing a double bind on you. And then be very careful at those times whether or not you choose to accept the presupposition implied by that double bind, or if you want to break it and create even more freedom for yourself. By the way, please notice how easy it is to slip into a double bind. You just experienced one this second ago. When I said to you, you can either choose to let the double bind work or break the double bind, the one thing that's being presupposed is that you'll be noticing the double bind. You'll be aware of it in the first place. So regardless of whether or not you choose to go with it or to break it, you're still aware of a double bind. So please notice how simple it is to slip these into normal everyday conversations. There are plenty of examples of double binds in action every day. You can say to a child who doesn't want to go to bed on time, well, you can go to bed at 8 or 8:15, which would you prefer? Again, there's an illusion of choice there, which you can detect by the sound of that innocent little word, "or." Now, a particularly hypnotic way of using a double bind is what's known as a conscious, unconscious double bind. In this particular double bind, you allow some aspects of the behavior to be either consciously controlled, and others will happen unconsciously. And regardless of which of those happen, you are still implying the behavior will occur. So let's take an example from learning. You may learn all these materials quickly and easily by focusing your attention on these consciously. Or will you find yourself sleeping and dreaming about using double binds in your natural everyday sleep? So notice again how we can do consciously one thing, or you can allow it to happen unconsciously. Either way, it will still occur. Your learnings will actually come through to you with a conscious insight and understanding right now, or your unconscious mind will keep working at it, so that at some point in the future, you just wake up and realize how easy it is to use conversational hypnosis in action. Now, I really don't know whether you're going to start to master double bind straight away, or if you prefer to wait to master all the other conversational hypnosis patterns, the language, etc., and then come back to double binds when you're a master of those things already.